my name is Matt Strauss, and I would like to welcome you to the interview with Akbar Gbajabiamila. Akbar played college football at San Diego State and went undrafted in 2003. He played with the Raiders, Chargers, and Dolphins while in the NFL. Well, let's welcome him. Why do you make it important to connect to your fans through Twitter? Who was your childhood star and why? What was your favorite NFL team growing up? Did you see any live NFL games growing up?
Yes, my first NFL game was a Raider game at the Coliseum. I couldn't tell you who they were playing, I don't remember.
If you could meet anyone in the world, alive or dead, that you haven't met before, who would it be and why?
Michael Jackson. He's the one person. In fact, funny story is I bought tickets or was scheduled to go see him in London at the O2 Arena. Just the 2 weeks prior, I was scheduled to leave until I found out the date that he died. I still ended up going out there because I bought the plane tickets. But that was the one person I was looking for to meet. So it'd be Michael Jackson.
All right. So now we're going to talk about the football career. So in high school, you played basketball. And what made you decide to focus on football over basketball? What number did you wear in high school?
Number 30.
In college, what did you wear?
Number 94. Well, because in college football, there's a certain number that you have to wear as a defensive line. So certain numbers are legal, mm-hmm. And other numbers are illegal. So 30 would have been illegal. And so I chose 94 because it was a number away from my brother who wore number 93 in college.
Okay. In the NFL, you didn't switch, did you? Back to college football, though. What was your favorite memory? What was your favorite memory at San Diego State?
I'd say my entire college experience was my favorite memory. Mm-hmm. I still reminisce about the entire experience. Probably not just one situation, but the entire experience. It was a culture shock coming from inner city Los Angeles to San Diego. San Diego.
What was the most important thing you learned outside of playing football at San Diego State?
That without God, there's nothing. So I realized outside of football that it was only because of God's grace that I was able to play, that I was living, that I could do anything. So I think the power of God would be the thing that I learned about the most outside of football.
When were you expecting to get drafted, and what was your whole draft day experience like?
Emotional. I was expected to be a late rounder, fell into free agency, and so, of course, I was disappointed because of the whole drafting process, but it ended up working out well. So, and then Al Davis called and said that, how about silver and black? And I said, heck yeah.
As you've grown as a player, how important had film been to your development? And people say that film makes players great. Is this true? Why or why not?
Well, look, watching film is probably the most important thing because in the National Football League, because everybody's the same talent-wise. I mean, somebody might run a little fast, a little strong, but by and large, all those guys, when you make it to pro football, have reached an elite status. And I think what separates the guys from each other is the person who knows film. And watching film, it allows you to understand football. You understand tendencies. You get a beat of what the other team, what you're doing, what they're doing. And so when you collectively can watch that and continue to understand the game, you can start to predict games. And the great ones like Rod Woodson and Jerry Rice, they understood. They could predict games. They could be in the game. They could see the game before it happened. And where a lot of guys try to make up for it with their athleticism. And it's a known fact in the National Football League. The longer you play, the more your athleticism and your speed and all that stuff decline. And if your mental side, as far as your mental sharpness decline with that, then you're going to be hitting that three-year window.
What have you learned from your teammates?
To be good is not good enough. It's a dream of being great.
Who's your best buddy throughout your whole football career, brother?
We've just developed a friendship that's gone beyond football. It's, oftentimes when you develop relationships in sports, sometimes it can be conditional, meaning that as long as you're on the team, I'm cool with you. But as soon as you're done, then that's it. And that's just that's the culture and the nature of sports because, players come in and out. And so for some people, it tends to be a little colder to relationships just because you're going to be cool with somebody and everyone just like that, get traded, cut, or injured, out for the year, and then you never see them again. And so I think our relationship has passed through those thresholds, and it's just a genuine relationship.
What's your best memory with Nnamdi?
Our football experience and just traveling the world. We've traveled, 15, 16 countries, something like that.
In 2005, you spent the year out of football. What'd you do, and what was that whole experience like?
That was a stressful year out of football because I had no idea what I wanted to do. But it was in that year, in that moment, that I realized that if I got an opportunity to play football again, I would start to position myself for my ultimate dream, which was to, after football, was to broadcast. And so I spent 2005 spending a ton of money because I didn't have any other income coming in. But at the end of that, I realized that when this world is over, it was the first time I realized I could be cut, that I was going to have a focus. And the reason why most athletes are broke after is because they don't have a plan of what they want to do because it's all football, 24/7. So in that year, I spent time figuring out what it was I wanted to do for the rest of my life, post-football.
Do you have a Facebook or Twitter account? If so, go to twitter.com/prointerviews or facebook.com/prointerviews and follow me there. What is it like to have your brother play in the NFL?
Oh, exciting to watch him play. I grew a tremendous amount of inspiration to watch him play, to know somebody who achieved the absolute greatness. I talked about my infatuation with greatness and looking up strength to see him do it on Monday Night Football, to see him, you know, make his first touchdown on Monday night, to play against him on a Monday night game with Brett Favre, you know, just destroyed him. You know, those things were all so cool. The fact that he retired early, but I wouldn't say early. A 10-year career is pretty decent, but he still had a lot more left in him. Love to have seen him play, you know, at least 3 or 4 more years, but he decided that he wanted to retire. So, but playing with him at San Diego State was great. Playing against him in the pros, once with the Chargers, once with the Raiders, was an excellent experience. There's nothing that will ever, you know, take those moments from me. I'll remember that forever.
Did you ever get a nickname throughout your career?
No. You know what? My nickname kind of spawned from the fact that Madden, John Madden, gave my brother the name KGB, which is fitting because it's the Russian CIA. So all the coaches and all the players, when I got into the NFL, just start calling me AGB. So AGB is the only one that ever stuck. I never had a nickname that says that my name is just 2 syllables, Akbar. So AGB is what kind of stuck.
Do you have a favorite charity? What's the best thing that has ever happened to you?
I would say getting married and having 2 kids. You know, I have a son, Elijah, and I have a daughter, Sai. Just the whole family experience. I think it's taught me so much more off the field. There's the physical condition and all this other kind of stuff that you do to be sharp as a football player, but there's really nothing that you can do but just to jump right into it, to become a father, to be a husband. Those things, it just sharpens you. You're constantly trying to get better. For me, I'm trying to constantly be a better father, better husband. So I suppose that right there, the culmination of a family being a family man, is the best thing to happen.
What is your favorite quote?
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure.
What does that mean to you, though? I'm actually hoping to major in communications for college. Like, why did you choose communications? If you could describe yourself as any ice cream flavor, What would you be and why? What's it like talking at the rookie symposium? For someone who wants to play football in the NFL, what's the best advice for them? Is there anything you want to tell any fans throughout your career that I haven't asked or talked about? That's it. Thanks a lot. Thank you for listening to the interview with Akbar Gabajabiamila. In addition to the audio interview, there are also personal questions that he answered below. Do you think you have anything in common with him personally? If so, scroll down below to read his answers. Thanks again for listening.